You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 351, The Standard of Goodness. Today's challenge. If something is good just because God says it is, then morality is arbitrary. But if there is an independent standard of morality that God himself is bound to, then something besides God exists that is eternal and binding on him. Today's defense. God himself is the ultimate standard of goodness. A version of this argument was proposed in Plato's dialogue Euthyphro around 400 BC. In it, Socrates debates whether piety is whatever the gods love, or whether the gods love something because it's pious. In philosophy, this has become known as the Euthyphro dilemma. The view that goodness is whatever God or the gods command is known as divine command theory. There's some truth to this theory, for some moral requirements are based on divine commands. An example was the weekly observance of the Sabbath by the Jewish people. There's nothing in the eternal moral law that requires Saturday in particular rather than some other day to be set aside for rest and worship. However, the Sabbath was based on deeper moral principles. Humans do need to set aside adequate time for rest and worship. The way in which these were to be fulfilled in Israel may have been determined by divine command, but the command was based on a deeper set of principles that God designed into human nature. Today, these principles are fulfilled in a different way. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2175-2176. Consequently, the element of truth in divine command theory is limited, and the important question is where the deeper principles come from. It would be possible to combine an independent standard of goodness with the idea of the Greek gods, since they were held to be finite, created beings and thus were not the ultimate standard of reference in the world. However, it does not fit with the Judeo-Christian understanding of God. According to this view, God and the things he has created are all that exist. Consequently, if the ultimate standard of goodness is not created, as in divine command theory, then it must be God himself. This is the ultimate solution to the Euthyphro dilemma. The standard of goodness is God's eternal nature, and thus it is neither arbitrary nor independent of God. All particular moral laws are an unfolding of God's own goodness.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.